Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim on the Cheira Meraglim, and we explained that the Chazal say that Cheira Meraglim was because they were Makdim Peh La'ayin, and that's why in the Aleph Beis Eicha we have the Peh before the Ayin. So what this means is that they were Makriv the Koach HaDibur. In other words, they were makalkel. They corrupted the deep connection between the Olam HaDibur, which is where this world is explained and explicated as perceived by us. In other words, the divine presence in this world is supposed to be explained with our mouths. That's the Olam HaDibur. המערכה אשר בה מתבטא מציאות העליונה ונתפסה על ידינו בעולם הזה. It's an expression of a higher mitzvah which is perceived by us in this world. So the connection between that Olam HaDibur, and the mitzvah of Torah, which is the Olam of Machshava, the Sod Ayin V'Ri'iyah, like we spoke about at length in the previous Shiurim, Libi Ra Harbe Chochma, to have the proper perspective on this world, that's the Torah Shechsav, the clear seeing. So the connection was corrupted. Because here we didn't say what we saw. First we spoke and then we saw. And then we saw Batsim what we spoke. Kevan shelo staklu tchila. Ba'omek pnimiyuta mitzuta elyona ha'mitzut shel Eretz Yisrael ulekabla v'nachon b'derech she'olam delamata mishtayachet l'metziuta amitit. Since they didn't first look at the Eimek Pnimius of the Metzius of Eretz Yisrael and accept it properly, as this world, the lower world, relates to the true Metzius, to the higher Metzius, Memela, their Dibur was independent, didn't relate to what was the actual reality, and they established the Metzius of Eretz Yisrael as something that's detached from the light of Metzius Mitzrayim around Torah Shabbat Midbar. And they created that interposition between those two tkufas, the tkufa of Mitzis Mitzrayim in the Midbar, and the tkufa of Eretz Yisrael. And because of that, the state was not eternal in Eretz Yisrael, as we spoke about at length. So we'd like to explain more about this whole inyan, about how their Dibur really transformed Eretz Yisrael into a different Eretz Yisrael. They weren't makabel the same Eretz Yisrael, as we discussed in a previous year. And what's so special about the Koach HaDibur? That a Koach HaDibur could be Koveh and Etzem Metzius. And it could be Koveh the quality, can establish the quality of Eretz Yisrael. So, we have to be Makdim, the Biul Tochen in Yad Chet HaLashon. This is in the Mishnah in Erechin, 15a. Nimtza Omer B'fiv Chamu Men HaOseh Maaseh. Shekein Matzinu Shelo Nechatem. Gzar Dinam Shel Avotenu Bamidbar. אלא הלשון הרע, שנאמר וינשיא אותי זה 10 פעמים. רש"י מפרש גזר דין, שלא להיכנס לארץ. זה 10 פעמים, כפי מרגלים כתיב. ומשמע, על זה נתחתם. So when you speak, it's more humble than doing, because the גזר דין on our avos was only sealed for the לשון הרע. גזר דין, not to go into Eretz Yisrael, was sealed for the לשון הרע. And this is the Gemara that says, talking about the Cheira Meraglim. The Gzar Din wasn't finished, not only with the fact that they didn't go into Eretz Yisrael, but rather, at that time, there was a Gzar of all the Goliaths, as we see in Tehillim 106:26. Vayisai Yado Lehem La'apil Otam B'Midbar, U'la'apil Zaram B'Goyim, U'lizarotam B'Aratzot. הרי שחוץ ממה שכל הדור ההוא נפלו במדבר, כמו כן נגזר שאפילו אחרי שיכנסו לארץ, לא יישארו שם. וכל היותנו שם אינה אלא לתקופה מסוימת. God raised his hand to make them fall in the desert, to make their seed fall among the Gentiles, and spread them out among the lands. So Besides the fact that that generation fell, there was also Gzeirah of Golus, and that we're not in Eretz Yisrael permanently. Shteit Dor in Gemara, Tanya, Amos Reparta, Borei Kama Godo Kocha Shel Loshen Hara. Look at how strong is the Koch of Loshen Hara. From the Meraglim, if you're Moitzi Shem Ra Leitzim Vavonim Kach, look at what they got just for slandering wood and stones. Amotzi Shem Ra Al Chaviro, Al Achad Kama V'chama. You're Moitzi Shem Ra Al Chaviro, most certainly. So the Gemara concludes there that the Meraglim died because of Divas Haaretz, they slandered Eretz Yisrael. And not because of the Chait of Kfir when they said that the God doesn't have enough power to bring them into Eretz Yisrael. So the Eger Chait and the Gzeirah was on Lashon Hara. It's very difficult to understand. B'chol dinei shmirat ha-lashon v'amatzinu shum isur v'daber ha-leitzim v'avanim. The whole dinam of Lashon Hara are to speak disparagingly of one's friend. So how could it be that this is the sin? They spoke about Eitzim v'Avanim. Where do you have an issur of Eitzim and Avanim? Ot tzichim la'avin, ha'psukim mefurash, she'klal Yisrael haya mukhan legamrei leikanes le'eretz Yisrael, like Hashem promised them. And when the Meraglim came back, they made a revolution. A masivus v'avenu. They melted the hearts of the Jews. The Jews are no longer worthy of entering into Eretz Yisrael. Mikol makom, chatimat dinam lo haya al parat zeh. Elal etzem ha-lashon hara. In other words, the chait wasn't that their heart melted. The chait was on the etzem lashon hara, not on the tzitzos, not on the outcome of the lashon hara. So the sherish of the chait was in the dibur. We don't understand what's so chamor about the etzem ha-dibur. And it must be that the sin was in the dibur itself, because they also brought a churban, they brought a bechil adaros. So how do you learn a regular lashon hara from the meraglim? They did a lot worse than regular lashon hara. The answer is because the chait was the etzem adibur. From there we can learn to any chait adibur, any lashon hara. So what's so chamor about the dibur when we're talking about lashon hara? It doesn't matter whether the hezek that's done by the lashon hara, the damage is shavapruta, not shavapruta. If the person cares, doesn't care. There's a dibur of gnus that's included in the yisur. So what's so bad about it? Chazal tell us, if you're misaper lashon hara, it's like you're koifer beikar. Ride the circle of Evan, right to throw him to the dogs. It's compared to Gila Raya Shvicha Saman Avodah Zara. Come on. The Chafetz Chaim worked very hard to tell us the halachas of Lashon Hara. And he brought Mamari Chazal. But he didn't spend so much time explaining why it's so bad. There were the philosophical underpinnings of Lashon Hara, what makes it so horrible. That's why a lot of people don't think it's such a big deal. So I said something, so what? Yeah, then Chazal tells us it destroys the world. It's like someone goes into a nuclear, an area with a nuclear reactor. And he starts pressing buttons and moving switches. He said, what did I do? I just pressed a few buttons, I moved a few switches, you know. Could have killed 80 million people. doesn't think he's doing anything. It's Lashon Hara also. Just saying a few words, what did I do? And in fact, it's a nuclear bomb in there, in our mouth. He's very careful. And now we're going to try to understand a little bit of why. Chaim Volozhin was miyaseid, in Avshachayim, where he talks about the koach of man in Briyas Olam. God created us, He created us such tremendous kochos. V'priyat ha'adam katuv, v'ayipach be'apav nishmat chayim, v'hi adam l'nefesh chaya. It's not just that we're alive, it's that we're nefesh chaya. And what's the nefesh chaya? We are the soul of creation. We run creation. Creation is determined by man. And Rav Shechaim talks a lot about the power of man to determine what happens in the world. And the Nefesh Chai is a Ruach Mamal, a speech. By speaking, man gives life to the worlds. All of life is totally in speech. Man is the Nefesh Chai of the whole Bria. He is the living soul, and that's expressed in his speech. We have water that's a Be'er Mayim Chaim. It's a deep wellspring of water in the ground. We don't know exactly where it's coming from. But that's a koach, that's motzi inside of us. That's motzi et zachayim legilu, et amayim legilu. It's called Be'er Mayim Chaim. Without the chaim, without the animation, without the life, the water would stay inside. So too, a person lives with his ramach and shasa, his 248 limbs, 365 sinews, and their motzi lepol and neviyas hachayim and esteres, and they actualize his flow of life. In other words, there's this internal life within man, and then the ramach and shasa actualize that. So you have life that animates man, and then it's expressed in Machshav, Dibur, Maisa. So it emerges that all inyanim of life in Olam Hazeh are a gilui nekudas koyach ha'chaim shulamala m'marechet ha'guf. It's a revelation of a power of life above the system of the body. And kol ma shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo bara ela lechvodo. הרי גילוי כבודו יתברך אינו אלא הידי מין האדם בעלי בחירה. מכיוון שקיום המציאות תלוי בגילוי כבודו, ומילא כל מה שנמצא בעולם אינו מכוון אלא כלפי האדם. רק ממנו מתעלים כל הנבראים ומגיעים לתכליתם. וזהו המבואר בנפש החיים, שאדם הוא הנפש החיה של כל הבריאה. אנו שהידום מתגלה עומק שלו שם וחיבורם לחי העולמים. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, He created for His Kabbalah. And the Gilui of Hashem's Kabbalah is only through a man who's a Baal Bechira, and not through angels and other Baalei Chaim. And since the Kiyum HaMetzius is Tali, the existence of reality depends on revealing God's glory. Memela, anything that's found in the world, is directed at man. And only through man, all of creation comes to their tachlis. As in the Silas Yisharm writes, Baschola, Shoilam Nivra Lashim Busha Adam, Kishum Bisalu Mala Chayim Ima. Man brings up the whole world with him. That's what it means in Nefesh HaChayim. That the man is the Nefesh Chaya Shel Kol HaBriya. He's the living soul of creation. Through man is revealed all of creation's connection to the Creator. However, we saw in the Targum, the Nefesh Chai is a Ruach Memala. And the explanation is that the Koach Chaim, the power of life that's hidden in the Bria, about which it says, V'atam Chaya es Kulam, is actualized through the pipeline of man's ability to express himself, man's speech. And it emerges that anything that's expressed by man is a revelation of the secret of life. Asher mitzad atzmam gavoa me'al gavoim. It's higher than high. And through speech, man's pnimius is expressed. It's like a wellspring that flows out from a hidden place. So too, the deeper recesses of man, higher levels of man, are expressed by his kruach memalala, by his power of speech. Koach hadibur is a kli muhamugbal legalot mashu lemala mimarechet haolam. Dibur is supposed to express, as we spoke about in the previous shiur, what's higher than this world. It's supposed to express ideas that are above this world. It's supposed to show how this world connects to the source. In the bura alma that we're living in this world, it's supposed to show how the yistakel v'yiraisa, everything is connected to its source in Torah. And this is again shown by the Koach HaDibur. However, the whole distinction between Chaim and Mesim is in that the Chaim have an expression. As the Maharal talks about in the Derech Chaim in the sixth parak in the ninth Mishnah. But dead people are called those who go down to a place of silence, because they are in a place of silence, of domain, Yordei Duma. Even though they might exist there under the ground, but they have no expression. Since they have no ability to express their pnimius, they don't have a shem chayim, not called alive. למדים אנו לפי זה שניתן אל האדם הכוח להוציא על הפועל עצם החיים חיי נצח בתוך עולם התחתון וזה רק על ידי כוח הדיבור והביטוי שבהם תמון החיים של כל הבריאה. Man has the power, the capacity to actualize life, eternal life in this world through the Koach HaDibur, through that hidden life of creation which is in man's soul and his Nefesh Chaya, which is expressed by his Dibur. The Klalius Inyan Koach HaDibur includes all types of expressions, not only expressing words, but also facial expressions, what he does with his eyes, his hands, his legs. In other words, he's expressing himself, even though it isn't expressed explicitly, verbally, but it's still an expression. That's what man's job in this world is to bring out the Kavod Hashem through his ability to express himself. And if he can't do that, it's called the Yordei Duma. And even when a person does a maisa, it's also an expression of something. When you do something, you're expressing something. You're expressing an idea. So even a maisa has, to a certain extent, a teras dibur. Besides the lower physical part, there's also the higher spiritual aspect, that it's expressing an idea, a want, a desire, a thought, philosophy. And that's the Tzelem Elokim within man. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this Nefesh Chaya of all the worlds in man. And in Memela, we have the Koach of Anhaga, but Tam HaChaya is Kulam. God gives all of creation life. And part of our Tzelem Elokim is that we also have the power with our deeds to give the world life. And that's again primarily through the Koach HaDibur. And that's the Gilui of Torah Shebe'al Peh, as it says in Isaiah 51, Ve'asim dvarai b'ficha, I'll put my words in your mouth, Ve'tzel yadi kisiticha, and with the shade of my hand I will cover you, Ve'toa shamayim ve'lisod aretz, to plant the heavens and establish the earth, Ve'lemol l'tzion ami ata, to say to Zion, you are my nation. And the Chazal Darshan, don't read, "Am miyata eli imi," you're with me. We are God's partner. In other words, God's dibur must be revealed through our koach hadibur, through our toil. And on that there's a bris. And it says in Lo Bris Yom Belaila. Laila is Torah that comes out of, the light comes out of the darkness. B'sorah Melochim Achoshech or Gadol. So it means V'asim Dvarai B'Ficha, Hashem's going to put His words in our mouth. And that's the Torah Shabbat Peh, through our toil. We're able to speak the words of Hashem. And that is a bris. All right, Mitzvah Hashem, we will pick it up next time. There is so much more to say. Wow. So please stay tuned, and we will see Niflos Ravos Mitzvah Hashem. Shalom, shalom.